from what they've promised will be the final album. That's Japandroids, Fate and Alcohol, coming out October on the Anti Record label. Before that, we heard from Locals Marin, covering Transistor Sound and Lighting Companies. Anyways, mayonnaise. Time is 11 a.m. That can only mean one thing. It's the joke break.
You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Clap your hands! Clap your hands! Clap your hands! Clap your hands! Clap your hands!
Time once again for the joke break on Department 13. Charles, how's it going?
Good.
You're having a good weekend?
Yep.
Recording this on Sunday night. You're listening to it at 11, well, approximately 11 a.m.
On Monday.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer vacation's treating you well?
Yeah.
So far, so good?
Yeah. This weekend, we went to the beach and we did some canoeing. That was
fun. Oh, yeah.
Fun.
The canoeing was great. Yeah. Thanks to 82nd Westminster Scouting. We were out on the, just down at Camp Amisk on, I believe it's the La Salle River. And it was a quick canoe trip, but I enjoyed it. And you,
yeah, it was fun.
Got really muddy.
Yeah, that was the worst part.
It was muddy getting in and out. But the canoeing was good.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us some jokes?
What are feathers good for?
What?
Birds.
Birds, okay.
What has four legs and goes boo?
What?
A cow with a cold.
Okay. Not moo, but boo.
Boo. What do you get when you run over a sparrow with a lawnmower?
Oh, that doesn't sound good. What is it?
Shredded tweets.
Oh,
oh no.
You call two spiders that just got married?
What?
Newlywebs.
Newlywebs, okay.
What do you call a crazy bug?
Like, it's just a totally wild, crazy bug.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
A lunatic.
Oh,
yuck. No one likes ticks.
Yeah. Why did Dracula take some medicine?
Why?
To stop his coughing.
Okay.
Why did the Cyclops give up teaching?
Why?
Because he only had one pupil.
Yeah.
Little monster. Should I eat my fries with my fingers? Mommy monster. No, you should eat them separately.
That's right. Fries,
yeah.
And fingers.
Fries
separate.
And fries meal. First, then fingers.
That's right. Yeah.
And then this is the last joke.
Okay.
Why was the idiot's brain the size of a pea?
Brain the size of a pea. Why?
It swelled up.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for those great jokes again.
Yeah.
We'll have you back next week.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Clap your hands.
There you have it. Another successful joke break. 4 minutes after 11 a.m. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener-driven, ad-free, independent. Find out more about us on our website, ckuw.ca. At the Forks, currently 22 degrees Celsius. A little bit of smoke observed at the airport. That should be clearing out in the next day or two. A high of 25 today, 30% chance of showers late this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm. I don't really see anything in the radar, but you know how it is. These kinds of things can kind of boil up out of nowhere. Tonight, 14 degrees, the overnight low, 30% chance of showers again possible. 23 for Tuesday with a mixture of sun and cloud. 12 degrees overnight Tuesday, 24 the high for Wednesday. Averages this time of year, highs of 26 and lows of 13, so we're right in and around that sort of normal zone. Okay, well, we just heard one from Japandroids. It's hard to just hear one. Let's hear from the live. Oh no, is that the live one? What do we got queued up here? Yeah, let's hear from the live album, Massey Effing Hall, live. We'll hear another one from Japan Droids. Let's hear Fire's Highway here on Department 13. We'll keep the music going until noon. Thanks for tuning in. That's a group called Military Gun. Thought You Were Waving. Obviously, I'm guessing, inspired by the poem Not Waving But Drowning by Stevie Smith. There have been other people inspired by that. There was actually a band called Drowning Not Waving, who were Australian, I believe. Anyways, that's Military Gun. Before that, Effed Up, and another one from Japan Droids with Fires Highway Live from their album Massey Effing Hall. 11:18 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for choosing CKUW. You know, we know that our eclectic schedule can be a little bit of a barrier for some people. A lot of people just like to listen to the same things over and over again. That's okay. You're a person who probably doesn't. Maybe you like new music. You like that funny feeling you get when you hear something new. Well, you know, you could try introducing a friend to CKUW. There's a couple good strategies for that. One way is to pick up Stylus magazine, and then you can just kind of casually leave it around places. Stylus features the program guide for CKUW in every issue. It's a listing of the more than 80 programs that we feature every week from a diverse range of volunteers. Mondays, very eclectic. This program is followed by the Meteorological Report with Joey Only and Frankie McDonald. They talk weather and crack some jokes from noon until 1. Outspoken from the U of W Bike Lab and Truth Before Reconciliation take us to 2 p.m. when it's time for Groundswell Radio with modern classical music. At this time of day on Tuesdays, you'd be listening to Boots and Saddle with Sean Burns. He has a brand new episode queued up for tomorrow, so stick around for that or tune back in, as the case may be. And on Wednesdays, Voyage is on air from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's a wonderful jazz program with Keith Black. He's got, I don't know, I'm going to say 65 years of expertise in jazz, maybe more, could be more. And he brings that knowledge and passion for new jazz to you every Wednesday. We had a cool little sort of a crossover event. You know, back in comic books, they'd have like, you'd have a crossover event where you had a hero or a villain even who'd appear in a different comic. And to understand the story, it's a sales tactic. So maybe that's what I'm doing right now. This is just a sales tactic. But anyways, point is, you had to get both comic books to get the full story. You probably don't need to do that for Department 13 and Voyage, but we had a crossover event. I said to Keith, I said, hey, I hear you playing James Brandon Lewis. Is that true? And he said, yes. And I said, well, he's played on an album with this band that's in town for the folk festival called The Mesthetics. You should check it out. And sure enough, Keith played a bunch of Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis last week on his show. Maybe you'll hear more this week. Tune in Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 1. Now, you don't have to wait that long because we're going to hear Lorso. I think that's a bear. That's a bear, right? Isn't that Spanish? We're going to hear that right now. The Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis here on Department 13. We'll follow with music from Tim Heidecker and more as we come to the last half hour of the program. Thank you.
getting hard to write, getting hard to get down to it. So many things I wanna say. Stay up all night, gotta get them out of my head, gotta say it the right way. Words don't come like they did when I was young, and I don't know why this well's running dry. Here we go, gotta keep on pushing, heading into the second verse. And I know whatever I am saying is always gonna end up sounding worse than the first. And in the morning I am better, in the morning I am better, when I've slept all night. And in the morning I am better, in the morning I am better, when I've slept all night. Words don't come like they did when I was young, and I don't know why this well's running. Now I got a band, and they can make me sound better, bring the vocals down in the mix. I can hide behind their beautiful playing, all of my failings they can fix.
CKUW, where people share the music they love. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Find our program schedule in every issue of Stylus Magazine.
All your friends believe in magic and the never shutting up. There's a mystery that hasn't been extracted yet. It's just your luck. Now the ghost is in my bedroom and I know it isn't real. But my mind is not my body and I don't know how to stop this feeling. Come and see me. I'm so tired of being alone. Things are broken here, the world is trembling. I tried to say it's beautiful, I tried, but I wanna burn it away.
Burn it away.
I wanna burn it away.
Burn it away.
If only for the light, but just the pleasure of the sight. Nothing is so beautiful. You watch it shimmer in your hands. If you put it to me gently, yes, I'd rather be alive. But my mind is not my body, and I don't know how to stop this feeling. Come and see me. Aren't you tired of being alone?
That's Will Butler, formerly of Arcade Fire, and his friends, Group Sister Squares, together for a second album coming out right away. Burn It Away from him. Harper K. Smith before that, from the song was Holocene. Harper K. Smith's local transplant. They made the list of 8 emerging Canadian artists you need to hear in Exclaim magazine a little while back. You can catch them this summer. Their next performance, they played at the Fringe Fest over the weekend, yesterday. And next performance at the Real Love Summer Fest in Toulon, Manitoba. Always a hot ticket. That's on July 29th. August 31st, they'll be at Swamp Fest in Regina. That's Harper K. Smith. This is Community Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW. My name's Rob. Thanks for tuning in and sharing your morning with us here on CKUW. I hope you'll stick around because I like all of the programming on Mondays, and I think you will too. Meteorological Report's up next, and then later on in the afternoon, you'll get to hear great things like The Vulcan's Hold Thrash Can, The World, and Destination Moon. And unless I'm mistaken, maybe he's gone now, but unless I'm mistaken, I thought I saw Sam Doucette in here recording a brand new edition of Metal Monday to be heard tonight at midnight, the witching hour. Yeah, check it out. Again, CKUW's full schedule on our website, ckuw.ca/schedule. Also in Stylus Magazine, a brand new issue. Hit the streets about 2 weeks ago. We sent that out to subscribers last week. Hopefully you got your copy. Otherwise, you know, you can pick it up around town. Lots of great places carry Stylus Magazine. If you have trouble finding it, get in touch with us at CKUW. You can email us, ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca, or pick up that telephone and dial 204-786-9782. If you don't get anyone, leave a message. We'll get back to you and let you know how you can get Stylus Magazine and more CKUW. All right, up next, let's throw back a couple of years to an older one from the Besnard Lakes. We're going to hear Tungsten 4, The Refugee from them. Maybe some music from MJ Lenderman and Jade Hairpins coming up as we wind down this edition of Department 13.
You've been riding across the London. This is the loneliest voyage I've ever been on. Off in the crow's nest. Over there, I see land. First mate, there is no first mate. This is the good ship lifestyle.
New York band Water From Your Eyes with the Good Ship Lifestyle. Chumbawamba song. That was you, if you bought their album, Tub Thumping, then you might recognize that. You certainly would recognize their song, Tub Thumping. It was the huge single, 1997. Water From Your Eyes, Brooklyn, I think? Anyways, they're fun. Before that, the Besnard Lakes with Tungsten IV, The Refugee. That'll just about bring us to the end of the show. So I think now's as good a time as any to say goodbye. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll be back next Monday with more Department 13. Let's take one final look at the weather. At the Forks, we've got 22 degrees Celsius. Smoke still observed at the airport. Barometric pressure, 1,016 kilopascals and falling. Humidity, around 75%. Mixture of sun and cloud today, 30% chance of showers late this afternoon, and risk of a thunderstorm. Local smoke persisting. High of 25, humidex of 31. UV is 7, which is high. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 14 degrees overnight, and a risk of showers early this evening and risk of a thunderstorm. Tuesday, mixture of sun and cloud, a high of 23, a humidex of 26, 12 degrees overnight Tuesday. Sunny for Wednesday, high of 24. Most of the smoke should be cleared out by Wednesday. So pleasant there. And getting warm again as we approach the weekend, but not quite as hot and sticky as the last couple of days. averages this time of year. We've got average highs of around 26 degrees, average lows around 13. Your records for the 22nd of July, the warmest temperature recorded on this date was back in 1940 with a high of 37.8 degrees Celsius. Coldest temperature 20 years ago in 2004. Five and a half degrees only in July. That's a cold day in July. Well, thanks for tuning in. Remember, playlists are on Spinatron archives on ckuw.ca. They can be subscribed as a podcast in any compatible podcasting software or downloaded directly from the website. We don't recommend attempting to stream live from the website for archives. The live radio stream, yeah, that works great. But lots of people having trouble with the archives, trying to stream those. They're designed to be downloaded completely and then listened back later. Okay. 6 minutes left. We're going to cram in. You know what? We're gonna do this. We're going to listen to a little bit of MJ Lenderman. He has a brand new album on the way. We'll hear Rudolph from him. And then a little bit of Mary Lattimore to close the show out. And I think that should do us very well for a Monday. Have a great week. Be safe. Be kind to one another. And we'll be back and talk again next Monday. Bye-bye.
remember the smell on the rotten soup line when my daddy worked at WBA. I remember the night my little brother died and my daddy, he just walked away. But I can't say I really blamed him, and it wasn't cause he never tried. He just stayed too long in the same old place and he never got a chance to ride. Hey me, I'm riding, never gonna walk it no more. Hey me, I'm riding, never gonna walk it no more. Saturday night down in Birmingham, stoned with a hobo Jack. He fell off the train and I stole his shoes and I never did give them back. But I don't think he ever blamed me when he caught pneumonia and died. He just stayed too long in the same old place and he never got a chance to ride. Hey me, I'm riding, never gonna walk it no more. Hey me, I'm riding, never gonna walk it no more. When the grass was green and the earth was warm, I met Sarah Jane. A hard luck girl in a family way, so I caught me a train. But I don't think she ever blamed me, cause a lot of other fellas lied. She just stayed too long in the same old place and she never got a chance to ride. Hey me, I'm riding, never gonna walk it.